more before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear him more, okay? When he tells you in kullu nafsin lamma 'alayha hafiz, so also it shows the ni'mah and the blessing of Allah that he did not create me and he left me alone. He made the angels there to be watching for me, to protect me. So also this is make you feel, they understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so good to you that he's protecting you. So this is the whole thing. But maybe during the class that you take, basically taking notice and meaning and things like this, is for you when you go to look to the meaning again and alaykum salam, and to reflect on it, you understand, and to what you call reflect more on what we talking about, reading the general meaning of. First, because the Sahaba, their language was the Arabic. They did not have to have too much details. You see, so they know what Allah is telling them, and the message already has impact on them. You see, which even doesn't happen to me or to you, because I still have to see what the tafsir is saying. But they did not in very very little time. Unusual that the Prophet ﷺ go to explain things to them. So they understood the Quran and it had impact on their iman, and they felt to keep the company with the Quran day and night, you understand, during the day about how to implement it, and during the night making tahajjud, reciting the Quran, to listen to it again, to repeat the message again and again. Yeah. So is reflecting and try to go over it again and try to get the general meaning and to see that there is a message there and there is a sweetness there. Something shows greatness. إن الحمد لله نحمد ونستعين ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise, and seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the best of your ability, fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Inshallah, this continuation of our tafsir class, and we're going to be working with the second part of Surah At-Tariq, the Night Comer. At-Tariq, Surah At-Tariq, which means the Night Comer, Surah number 86. And we already work on the Surah up to verse number 8. Okay? And inshallah, before I start, I would like to summarize what I was just saying before the class in answer to the question of Brother Faisal, how we can benefit from these tafsir classes. And like I said, the tafsir classes is to explain to you and to give you more in details and depth the meaning of the Quran, because the Quran is a message came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, for me and you, alright? And this is exactly like if one of your dear relatives send a letter to you, okay? You don't take, the letter doesn't come and you lay it down on the table there in the living room, and this is it. You open it, you read it, and you try to see what it is. Maybe she's sending a greeting, your aunt sending you a greeting, telling you about how everybody doing, or maybe she's telling you that she's coming to visit you, or she's asking you to do her a favor, or she's letting you know about something going on with the family, you see? So you need to read the letter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us a letter. He send us a message, which is the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send it for us, so we can keep it for blessings, and this is it. He sent it for purpose. He's communicating to us through the Quran. Okay? So it is very important that we read and to understand, because in some of this Quran, which is the message of Allah to us, He's telling us about Himself. And it is very important that we know who's our Creator. He qualify Himself, describe Himself, He introduce Himself in the Quran. So I think it's very important that we get to know about Allah. Also, He telling us about if we obey Him, what He's going to give us. Okay? And He also telling us how to obey Him. All this comes in the Quran and needs the details. Okay? What He's telling us about Salah is different from what He's telling us about fasting. And what He's telling us about fasting is different from what He's telling us about business. So we have different things that we do in our life, and He, Almighty Allah, have something to tell us about. Also, in addition to know about Him and how to please Him, He's telling us how to avoid His anger, how to avoid His punishment. And He also is telling us in some of this letter or some of this message that what happened to the nations before, those who disobey Him, those who deny the messenger, those who do not follow the Sirat, how Allah dealt with them, you see. So we have a whole message, and it's a lengthy message, because if you are going to be living in this life for 40 years or 60 years, okay, so during all this time there is something Allah telling you, there is something that Allah telling you require from you to do or to understand. So if we are not going to read the Quran, if we are not going to understand the Quran, and this, like I said, this is what the Sahaba did. They have a daily communication and daily contact with the Quran as a law to live by during the day, and as a something that they fulfill their satisfaction and their desires by night when they're making the tahajjud. They have some kind of entertainment, some kind of fulfilling their hearts, relaxing themselves, their mind, by having interact with Allah by saying His words. You see? So the Quran is something to be with us wherever we go. He didn't send it to be a means of a blessing only. You understand? But He sent it for a blessing. He sent it for cure, for a healing. He sent it to be a law. He sent it to be a communication. He sent it to me a means of a discipline and law. So all the things that we have to have a daily contact with the Quran, a daily contact. This is one of the reasons that Fatiha is repeated every day, not only 5 times but at least 17 times. And the Fatiha is Ummul Quran. Fatiha is a summary of the whole Quran. Okay? And start with the praise, because you praise Allah, you thank Allah, you show your appreciation to Allah, acknowledging Allah, acknowledging His favor. And after this, in acknowledging and knowing Him by His asma and sifat, His names and His attributes, when you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and knowing that He is the Malik of Yawmiddin. So also the Quran goes in detail. So the summary in the Fatiha say Malik Yawmiddin, but Yawmiddin has a lot of description, how you're going to be, who's going to be there, how long, how lengthy the books, they receive it, you understand, by right hand, left hand, behind the back. Okay, Malik Yawmiddin. And after this, a person saying Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. So actually you summarizing the whole Quran and repeating the summary of the Quran 17 times a day. And after this, calling in Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Okay? And so this is the summary. But you need to go in the details. Okay? And there is certain information that you may don't need it immediately, but when it comes the time, you're going to have to go and understand it from the Quran. If you're dealing with business, if you're dealing with marriage, if you're dealing with divorce, if you're dealing with slavery, or dealing with all the things, or dealing with war, maybe you are not in a war time now, or handicap, or but when is this right time for this, but when these things occur in our life, we need to know about it. So the law is there, you see. So we're breaking this code, you understand, if we can use this term, by trying to understand the words, word by word, and what, when we put them together, what is saying to us. And after this, in general, so maybe in the class itself you are not capable to get the test itself, but after you got this information, now you need to go and reflect and review it again in the house, you see, and to try to understand it, and to try to find another book, maybe go more in depth and more details. This is something very important. And we take example, you understand, with the book, with the surah that we're working with it, okay? That we have Surah At-Tariq as example, when it tells you about As-Sama'i wa At-Tariq, Allah swearing by As-Sama'i At-Tariq. So you understand already that when Allah swear by something, it's because the greatness of it. And as example, okay, 40 years old, 50 years old, he never get to see the beginning of the sky and the end of the sky, okay, which is something exposed to our naked eye, but we still doesn't know where is the beginning and where is the end. Neither we saw what's above the sky. Okay, so now when you know about this, Allah swearing by the sky, this is means something so great. So, and the creator of the sky, much, much, much greater than the sky. So this, even by itself, is supposed to bring the greatness of Allah in your heart, and as a result of this, also the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah telling you about something that you see it with the nakedness of your eyes, but He's telling you about At-Tariq and the function of this star, what He's doing. Okay? And who can tell you about the greatness or the job or the important mission of At-Tariq? Okay? And how this Najm is so sharp and so strong, and Najm al-Saqit, And after this comes to show you the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? In kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz. Yes, I'm been created. Yes, I'm existing this life. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of me, and that there is evil forces that in existence, it can destroy me. It can make me sick. It can make many things. But Allah will take care of this by appointed angels and guards to protect you. And how the greatness and the power and the might of Allah that He made for every soul, every living soul from this human being, that it have an angel or angels to protect him. So you can imagine also here the greatness of Allah and the mercy of Allah. And the more that you see how Allah taking a good care of you, the more that you love Him, the more that you want to please Him. You see? So this is the thing that we need to reflect on it. So the tafsir is not only to know how to pronounce the word and what the equivalent of the word as-saqib, you understand, that goes through or makes a hole, or and why being called as-saqib is has a more beyond knowing the Arabic word, but breaking the code is very important. What as-saqib and what does it mean, and what why this is things that it puts a hole or pierce in something, and why this najm been called as-saqib, because the strength of the power and the power of and the strength of the light of this najm, this star. Okay, so this what we getting out of the tafsir classes, but like I said, maybe sometimes we are not able during the class because busy taking notice and try to know what this word mean and what is the sentence. Okay, is it a noun, is it the verb or the thing, but it comes the homework when you go home and you try to understand and reflect and see the word and to understand and to remember what was the teacher talking about. Okay, in kullu nafsin lamma alayha hafiz, every soul has a guard, a protector by the will of Allah. Yeah, but there is a meaning beyond this, the caring of Allah. You see how Allah is taking care of us, how Allah didn't leave us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left us alone without protection, the seriousness of this matter. Okay, yeah, this is the thing that, and also it can be something that also فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقُ. Let the man reflect how he been created. Now it shows me my weakness, okay, and it shows the abilities of Allah, that when he says that you're coming from ma in dafiq, that I'm in eight times was nothing except something coming from the private parts. So now I need to humble myself now. I'm not to understand this man that when he walks, understand nobody can talk to me and things like this, but even you understand that with all this authority, but how I start, who I am, and where I'm going after this, because I'm going to die. And the weakness of it always shows you the ability of Allah. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرِ. How Allah is capable to reform you and rebuild you back again. So in one way it shows your weakness, in one way shows the abilities of Allah. And the more that you see your weakness before Allah and you see the greatness of Allah, the more you're humbling yourself before Allah, the more you want to get closer to Allah, the more that you see your need to Allah. You see? So inshallah, before we start the second part, let's go quickly over the verses. I'm going to recite it one time and try to read it in English also. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق. أن النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, by the heaven and by At-Tariq, the night comer, i.e. the bright star. And what will make you to know what is At-Tariq, the night comer, is? It is the star of piercing brightness. There is no human being but has a protector over him or her. So let man see from what he is created. He is created from a water gushing forth, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring him back to life, i.e. to the resurrected him. Alright, with continuation, inshallah, verse, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah, verse number 9, saying, يوم تبلى السرائر يوم تبلى السرائر يوم تبلى السرائر. Now we refer first to the verse before this. He said إنه على رجعه لقادر, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verily, with no doubt, for sure, that Allah is capable to bring you back. And the pronoun here referring to the man, رجعه, his return, لقادر, capable, able, there's no problem with this. When he said يوم تبلى السرائر, when is this going to happen? He said يوم. يوم means day. Tubla, to examine. Tubla, as-sarair. As-sarair, which is plural. Yawma is a noun, means day. Tubla, to be examined. Min al-bala, to be test, to test something. Ikhtibar, tubla. As-sarair is a noun and this is plural. And as-sarair, jam' of sarira, your secret, your things that you hide in. Secret, sarira. Yeah, sir. Sir and sarira. Okay, your secret. And I said, I want to tell you a secret. I want to tell you a sir. Okay? So, as-sarair is plural. And something that you hide in, nobody know about it. And this can be what you had attained, what you meant to do, or it can be your intention. Because the intention also one of the sarira, one of the secret things, because we see your action, the outside, but we don't see the inside. It's something hidden. He's praying, but why he's praying? Is he really praying, seeking the reward of Allah, or he praying to try to be seen by people? As Allah says, فَوَيْلُ الْمُصَلِّينَ الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون، الذين هم يراؤون for showing off. Okay, so the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable to bring man back in that day, the day which the sarair, the hidden things, and the iman also, because the iman is something is hidden. Okay, it's something that we could not see. Your iman, we may see some of the actions that prove that iman is in the heart. There is many things can be in the heart, many things can be hidden that only Allah can see it. Intention, faith, hypocrisy, it's something that you did and nobody know about it. Okay, so it's going to be examined by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people saw something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows something else. Now it's going to be examined, it's going to be tested. And like we know the famous hadith of Abu Huraira talking about the first three people going to be thrown in hellfire. Is it right, Farooz? Huh? What is the first three people that is going to be Farooz? He was not in the market today. Today was off. Okay? And we have to move you to a new apartment. Your sister make you working hard cooking? Alright. Don't cook anymore. Your niece will cook, inshallah. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will examine this sarair. Say, I give you money. I give you blessings. I give you memory to memorize Quran. What did you do? Oh Allah, I did. I give money. I spend for a school, for a mosque, da da da. So you sing. You say, Kazak, you are a liar. But you did this so the people can say he's a charitable person. And Allah will order the angel to drag him in his face to hellfire. You see? Same thing, the person who memorized the Quran, the person who goes in the battlefield. The people see him fighting, okay? But Allah is the only one can see what's in his heart. And this is something very important that we have to work on our intention in our heart, the inside, okay? Don't worry about people. What are the people going to say? What are the people going to do? Because the least that you should be worried about people. People could not give you, could not reward you, could not punish you. So in that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everything to account. Will be a test now. Did you really do it for me? Or you did it because the people? Or you did it so you can gain some fame and some position in the dunya? Okay, this will be ibtila, will be ikhtibar. Same way like a person that studied the whole year, and now in the end of the year, now he go and sit, okay? And now he has no book with him, he don't have any computer with him, no laptop, and now he have to, now this is going to be ikhtibar, imtihan, ibtila for him. Now this is the way you're going to know, did he play football, watching TV, or he was studying? This you call it ibtila, ikhtibar, okay, a test, okay? And in that day, what's going to be also? فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. In that day, that you have no power, no mighty, no helper, you're going to be tested, you're going to be examined, you're going to be standing there before Allah, okay? No father, no mother. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه. Okay? The day when everybody flee from each other, run away from even the closest person, from his own brother, his own mother, his own father, his wife, his friend, you see? So in the day you have no, you could not get a lawyer there. You could not cheat. You could not hide. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make witnesses out of your own self. You see? And he said, فَمَا لَهُ. Who is this that the pronoun referring to, لَهُ? لَهُ means for him. فَمَا لَهُ, he have no. So it's talking about the mankind. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in verse number 5, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانِ. Let the man reflect. So they're talking here about the mankind as individual be standing before Allah, going to be tested, and he doesn't have any helper, no defender, nothing. Fa then ma nay lahu to him min from quwwah power wa and la nor nasir helper or protector. General meaning. Okay, the day when the secret deeds, prayer, fasting, okay, will be examined as to their truth, then he, i.e. mankind, will have no power nor any helper. Okay, if he fails the test, you could not call in your mother, you could not call in your wife, you could not call in your husband, you could not call, you understand, on 911, alright? Nobody can be there, standing there beside you. You have to, you and your deed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصْرٍ. Again, like we say, how we benefit from the tafsir? Now it gives you some idea about the day of judgment. It's going to be a test. It's going to be examination. Yes, you pray for rak'at for Zuhr, but how much time out of the four rak'at actually your mind was in the prayer? Your body was there in the prayer. So this prayer is going to be examined. Okay? There is examination. So how much time you really was there? And this thing's been kept. You did not see it. You don't know until you come to meet with Allah. Okay? You don't know. You go to the market and you make a bargain. So now you are in this dunya here. You don't doing a bargain. You don't know. Because yes, you made salah and the prayer and fasting, but how much out of the prayer is acceptable? And how much out of the Hajj was according the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And continue like this, okay? So now it's telling you also about the seriousness of the day of judgment. There is a test, and that you are alone. There is no helper, Qawwa, Nasir, protector. Alright, after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifting again, talking about something else, swearing again like the surah started by what? Again was-sama'i. But here in the beginning he swore by as-sama' and something related, and here another function. You see, was-sama'i wa-tariq was in the beginning. Now here in the middle of the surah telling you was-sama' is that raja, that belong to or possess, a possession. Okay, was-sama' that raja. Raja is something that is returning. Okay, you say this is raji' or irja, go back, return. Okay, raja'a, the verb raja'a. Okay, that raja, this the sama, that with the raja, with the return, sending it back. What it is? Talking about the rain. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something again to reflect and think. First about the ni'mah of Allah and the ability and the power of Allah. Because how is this rain is coming? how Allah made the sky to be a means to receive this smoke, okay, and to turn to clouds, and after this to be holding it for a while, and after this sending it in the time that is needed and the place that Allah had ordered. Okay, so السماء ذات الرجع. Okay, I say أنا ذا أنت ذات علم أنا ذو علم I possess knowledge وأنت ذات زوجة and you have a wife. So that like say have or to possess. Okay, والسماء ذات الرجع. By Allah is swearing here. والسماء by ذات الرجع. By the sky, the heaven, which you possess or have الرجع. Okay, that returning, the returning of rain. Because what else that goes up and come down? Because I said the verb raja'a, okay, to return. I start from here and say, where are you going? I say, ana raja, I'm going back to my home. So there is something comes and it comes again. It goes and come back. It comes back. It sends it back. Okay? It take it in a way and return it in different way. You see? Because this is kind of the vibration, not vibration, what you call the smoke and the steam and all the things. If the steam doesn't come and all the things, you understand, it's going to be a problem here down in the ground, okay? How it makes the weather much better, and how you understand many things, you understand, it tells you about the beneficial of these things. But in same time, if these things keep going and doesn't come, we'll be in trouble. You see, doesn't matter how much ocean, how much rivers, how much water, you need something to come. Okay, so this is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, exactly. Okay, so he's sending it back and sending it back in a different form. Okay, that Raja. Wal ardi, and by the earth. And even if you stop on the word by itself and think, the ard, the earth, reflect about it, how big it is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made part of it water and part of it land, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made the lands different ways, some for you that capable to travel, and some of it you understand to be hills, and some of them have to be valleys and all these things. Reflection on the earth itself, okay, to show the ability of Allah and the ni'mah of Allah, okay, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it stable also, okay, because if you imagine what is under the earth, huh, and what can make it boiling, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the what you call the thickness of the earth, you understand, and to keep this pressure down and keep all the thing only for you to think about. Because like I said before, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swear by something, it to show you the greatness of something and for you to reflect on it to see the greatness of Allah. Okay? والأرض ذات الصدع. So the سماء have what? Has رجع. And the أرض have what? صدع. And this is something that maybe is not in English but in Arabic, for those who study Arabic and the grammars and all these things. This is something to show you the beauty of the Quran and how you understand the verses has the same rhythm in the end and have the same voices, you understand? while you see almost the same syllables, but with changing one letter, it gives you totally different. How Allah organized and made you understand this Quran. You see, subhanAllah. That al-raj' and this is sab'a. You can hear the same sound, but it's two different words and two different functions. One is raj' is return, and one is sab'a is to be cracked and open. And one comes as a result of the other. Because when the rain comes on the land, now the land starts to what? Cracks and open, okay? Because the rain caused the earth to open and this vegetation comes out, okay? Regardless, the cracks by itself, the soil, or that the crack for this plant to come out of it. Yes, and you can see. This is Saba. Like he says, there is an earthquake heaven, and after this you can see, says there is a Saba, there is a crack in the wall. It's called Saba. Crack. Okay? Open. Well, Ardi and by the earth, that with a Saba is opens out for gushing of springs. Okay? So the word sada is to be cracked or to be open out. Split. Okay? Now it's for water to come, for oil to come, for material, gold and whatever, brass to come, or for plants to come, still out of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this, you see Allah was swearing to tell us something. What it is? إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. إِنَّهُ, verily. And the ha is pronoun referring to the Quran. إِنَّ who, in verily, who it is, verily it is. So what is referring to? Al-Quran. La qawlun is saying, from qala yaqulu qul, all this comes from the same verb. Say, قل هو الله أحد. قال قائل مقولة. لقول, قول means statement or word. فصل, فصل, فصل is to, like فيصل. Okay, comes from this فيصل. It comes from فصل. And fasala, to distinguish and separate and to put a line between two things, okay? So this Quran, the thing of the Quran, qawlun fast, he put a boundary between right and wrong. It's serious, something distinguish falsehood from truth. It is it's not a joke. Okay? It's a serious talk. A qawlun fasl. Okay? That separates. Okay? Innahu, i.e. the Quran, la qawlun, statement, saying, word, fasl. وما هو بالهزل, and ما, not, هو, referring again to the Quran, بالهزل is not a joke. Is not a game. Is not fabricated. it is something serious. I.e. take this Quran serious. Okay? Muhammad is not a sha'ir, he's not a madman, this is not poetry, this is not things, this is not a nighttime bed story, this and that. You people need to take this matter serious. This qawlun fasl. It is a serious statement and is not a joke. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, indeed it is incumbent upon Allah to give victory to the believers, Allah is not joking. So nobody going to get the victory of Allah unless they become believers. Okay? So the people, they need to go and really believe and act according to the articles of belief and behave like believers. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory. Now when people jump in, this only one verse, okay? People going, preparing all kind of things, doing everything. Going to the United Nations, going to the White House, going, you understand, buying this and doing that, whipping and all this, but they neglected the most important thing. They neglecting the Iman. So, what did they do? Now, you can see that Allah say, قَوْلٌ fast. Allah says, it's serious. So Allah promised victory for the believers. So now when the people doesn't have victory, you have to understand that why. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the people are not acting believers, and in the meantime they did not have as much authority and power like their enemies, who's going to win? You see? So this is, now you can see. You see the reflection of these verses. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. He's joking. Amusement. Playful. You understand? You tell me, stop making hazl with me. Stop joking, okay? Be serious with me. Okay? You are not taking it serious. It's muhazl. Keep talking, say, stop making hazl. Stop wasting time talking all this stuff. What you saying? Okay, say something beneficial. Alright? وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. Okay. By the sky, heaven rains, rain clouds, which gives rain again and again, and the earth which splits with growth of trees and plants. Verily this, the Quran, is the word that separates the truth from falsehood and commands strict laws for mankind to cut the roots of evil. And it is not a thing of amusement. Are you there, Professor? Anything that you're missing? Okay. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّهُمْ يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا. إنهم, verily. إن means verily. Whom, they. إنهم, okay, this is the article connected with the pronoun. Verily they, يَكِيدُونَ, from كَيْد, plotting, okay, plotting, كَيْدَ, a plot, وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدَ, and I am also have a plotting and a planning, okay. So that means that kuffar, those people who deny and reject the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, دي بلاتي الله سبحانه وتعالى تين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and the believers don't worry about it. Okay, why? Because I am also plotting for them. Yeah, maybe it's not today, maybe it's not next year, but will come time and you will see the result. You will see it in the dunya, you can see it in the graveyard, and of course with no doubt if they did not see it here, they will see it in the hereafter. Okay, so he's saying to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. فَمَهِّلْ, give a respite. I say give me, أعطني مهلة, أعطني مهلة, give me a time, give me a chance. Okay, فَمَهِلْ. So Muhammad, we see what's happening, we hear what they're saying to you. Okay, so give the kuffar respite. فَمَهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ, give this kuffar, give them time. Okay, they jumping, they playing, they even they start to put their hands and, on you guys and doing these things. أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدَ. Give respite to them for a while. Ruwaida. Little bit by little bit, it's coming. But when it comes, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Inna Allah yumhilu lizzalim hatta idha akhadahu lam yuflit." Allah give a robe, okay? Give respite to the wrongdoer, the transgressor. But when Allah takes him and sees him, he doesn't let him go. You see? So Allah has his own way. He gives them time. Maybe they will think. Maybe they will repent. Maybe they will give birth to some children who will worship Allah. Allah has his own plan. So don't worry, Muhammad. Don't worry. Don't rush. Allah has his own ways of dealing with things. Things goes, but is not forgotten. Okay, it's taking time, but Allah has his plan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with it. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to deal with it, it's going to be very bad. Okay.